Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Kusk is here. Bob's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, going back more than 7 years now as a great member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the president of the Fusion Factor, and it's an outstanding organization that helps people like you and me find, acquire, and employ really good people, the best people we can get. He's been doing this his whole career. He worked for that little company, Gillette, for a number of years, ran their HR company, their HR organization on both sides of the Atlantic a few times, and we're glad to have him as a great member of our Brain Trust. Bob Kusk, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be here.
And you got a new book coming out. You got a new book coming out soon.
I do.
Remind the audience the title. Remind us the title.
It's called The Higher Ground. It's an insider's view of finding a career.
I love that. And so it's going to be out, what, later in the summer?
It should be out in about a month.
A month. All right. So we expect to launch it on the show.
Thank you, Jim. Looking forward to that.
All right. So we want to be able to make sure we do that. And of course, you got other things. You got your e-books that you've written and all the other things that you do to help folks. So what you got going on today?
Well, you know, Jim, I just finished reading The Age of the Customer, your new book.
Yeah.
And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
As I read through it, Jim, the thing that really occurred to me was how much it made me think about my business and about the whole selling and purchasing proposition. And I wanted to talk to you today about the fact that your book applies very much to the whole employment condition. You know, because think about this. It's a two-sided purchasing decision.
That's right.
You know, an employer is making a decision to acquire skills, a very important decision. An employee is making a decision on to go to work for an employer and sell their skills to the employer.
That's right. And more, like customers, more and more employees are wanting the people they work for to be relevant to them.
That's right. That's right. You know, we're already seeing it out there, Jim. There are websites out there that describe what it's like to work for a particular employer. And so the employee is making a decision that the employer doesn't even know,
right,
reading about, is this a good place to go?
No, that's exactly right. And oftentimes, as I point out in the book, oftentimes that little bit of illumination is happening before the employer even knows the prospective employee even exists.
That's right. That's right. You know, I thought about your book today as I was reading my local newspaper, a major car dealership. Now, think about how the purchasing decision in cars has traditionally been. You know, they're still advertising in the newspapers price and model and looks and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular car dealer has a full-page ad that talks about nothing but values. There's no picture of a car. There's no pricing.
He's saying,
come to us because we value you as a customer.
Right, right.
And if they'd used
things like peace of mind and safety and things that people – and here's the reason why those things are important, Bob, and this is true for employees as well. People believe they can get what they want 16 different places.
That's right.
The question is, what company do I get it from that I really want to do business with?
It's absolutely correct.
And it's the same
absolutely
thing.
Correct.
And that's what you do in your work in human resources. More and more, and I'll tell you something else. The Gen Y crowd, the millennials coming up, the young kids, they're really putting that kind of a slant on their decision whether to go to work for somebody or not, aren't they?
That's right. And think about what the millennials are valuing now. They want to go to work for an employer that is environmentally friendly. Yep. They want to work for an employer that is philanthropic. It used to be that pay was one of the highest criteria on making a selection, but that's dropped down to number 3 or 4 right now, and the values of the employer are really coming to the top.
Right, exactly. So what else? What are you seeing out there in the world of employment?
Well, you got kind of a two-tiered situation right now, Jim, because at the bottom of the tier where skills are lower, we are still seeing, you know, high supply and low demand. Mm-hmm. So right now, employers still have, you know, a preferential situation. I think that's changing, however, and you only have to look at the TV ads that Walmart is running where they're talking about their values and why going to work for them is
right.
A good thing to do. At the higher end of the tier, however, the condition has already changed, and the age of the customer, the age of the employee, is coming into place. Because if I need you, and you're a software developer, something that's in high demand, I really have to sell. You know, I really have to make you understand that my place is the best choice for you to come and work at.
We have it seems to me, Bob, that today in America, we have a mismatch of assignments that are available and people to fill them. We've got somebody told me we have as many as 4 million jobs going wanting right now that are in that higher area that you're talking about, and yet we've got way more than that, millions of people, maybe 20 million people, at least 10 probably, who are looking for work, but they don't qualify for those jobs. So we got open jobs that we can't fill, and we got other people who can't fill those jobs, who want a job, but there are no jobs for their skills.
That's correct, Jim.
That's a mess. That's a mess, isn't it?
We've gone through this several times before. You know, if you go back over the decades,
yep.
We've gone through massive shortages of teachers,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And massive shortages of nurses.
Nurses,
heck,
right.
Just a decade ago, we were recruiting nurses from India and the Philippines because
right.
We didn't have enough. The supply and demand will change over time. We're going to see.
I believe this situation, though, is more dire and more intransigent than it has been in the past, though.
I believe it is, because information age has changed,
yeah.
And the people with technical skills that can manage information are really highly
yep,
sought
absolutely.
After.
Hey, Bob, I need your website, please.
It's thefusionfactor.com.
Check it out, folks. Going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend, Bob Cuska. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.